Oh, Leona Lewis is going to be there.
Yes. And registration is at 11 a.m. and the walk starts at 11:30.
Okay.
£15 to enter. You get a free T-shirt and then walk with us. So obviously, all the funds go towards our 500 resident animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And the running costs at the sanctuary.
Which are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. They work out about just under £1,000 a day.
That's phenomenal.
It's a lot.
How many animals have you got at Hopefield?
Just over 500.
Oh my word! I didn't realise it.
It's quite a lot.
It's like a zoo.
Well, it's a really good place to come and visit. There's so much to see. You've definitely got a few hours to fill your time with there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So you've got the sponsored walk coming up very soon, which
in June, yeah,
in June. So June you're going to raise as much money as you possibly can.
Absolutely, yeah.
What
absolutely.
Else have you got coming up in this?
We've got the Kids Mega Fun Day on the 28th of July.
Now, my little one would love this.
Oh yes.
So what goes on with the Kids Mega Fun Day?
So we've got things like the pirate ship bouncy castle, face painting, foam pit. You can meet Princess Jasmine.
Nice.
Or Thor. There's a soft play trailer and messy play, as well as crazy legs.
Yeah.
And meet all the animals as well. So that's adults are £5 and children £7 for that day out. And that'll be 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. That's again, another whole day out there.
A whole day out. And as you say, all the money goes towards Hopefield and
absolutely
the upkeep of the animals. As you said, £1,000 a day, that's a phenomenal amount of money.
It is, absolutely. And we're always looking for businesses and individuals to join us as supporters, regular donors, or look at people who are looking to put an event on for us to raise funds towards our daily running costs.
Do you get any help, any government grants or anything like that? It's all totally self-funded.
It's totally self-funded.
Oh my word.
Support from the public. So we really, really need the support of the public.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had lots of businesses locally have come down to volunteer, but they fundraised for a project while they're volunteering, so they fundraise to build a project in particular, and those sorts of things have really helped with providing really good accommodation for the animals that are in our care. Parrots, for instance, very often come to us from tiny little cages, and you'll see our parrots are in big aviaries. People just don't think about how long a parrot will live for.
Not only that, but they're big birds to keep in a cage, aren't
and
they?
Noisy.
Yeah. I had a friend, I won't go into too many details because it involves swear words, but I had a friend that had this, an African grey or something.
Yeah, we've got some of those ourselves. Yes, they do.
And he used to have a telephone conversation.
Oh, really?
I was sitting there talking to him and all of a sudden the parrot went, "Hello, mate, how are you doing?" And it just went on, this whole conversation. I'm looking at this parrot going, "That's amazing." It just picks up.
They do, yeah. They mimic their environment. We've got one that meows like a cat.
Oh, really?
Yes, amongst other noises too.
Can you actually teach them to talk? Or is it just something they pick up or don't pick up?
In the wild, they mimic their families, and their families all have similar sounds in their dialects, for want of better words.
Really?
And so if a parrot grows up around a human, it's going to mimic its family.
That's fascinating.
What it views as its family anyway in that environment. Yeah, absolutely. And if that's radio or telephone or the cat's bell on its collar, they're the noises that
the things this parrot was saying.
Yes, they can learn those words too.
And I'm looking at it going, how can you introduce him to the public? Because the parrot doesn't know what the word means.
No, exactly.
So how long, do you know how long it takes a parrot to learn and mimic the surroundings?
Not very long if it's repeated often.
It just shows you what my mate says.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you have to remember that parrots live a really long time.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up, which in essence is a small child, a young, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
In a parrot's body for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
So you're going to be putting up with those behaviours for an extended period, which is why we end up with the birds that we've got at the sanctuary, because people can't cope with them.
Not only that, but they need to.
They do.
It's a cliche. They need to spread their wings, don't they? Rather than being cooped up in a small cage.
Absolutely, yes, they do.
They need somewhere to fly around and.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious it makes them more happier to fly around because that's what they're built to do.
Their natural behaviours, yeah, absolutely.
So you've got, are you going to do this once every year with a sponsored walk?
Yes, we do try to do the sponsored walk every year. It isn't always on exactly the same date, but it is an annual event of Hopefield's.
Okay, let's have a run through again. What's the Hopefield website?
It is www.hopefield.com. www.sponsoredwalk.org.uk.
And all the information for the sponsored walk is on the website, is that right?
I believe so. Our website is being updated at the moment. We've got a really new website coming.
Oh,
so,
really?
Ooh, watch this space. But this is on Facebook as an event.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we have got details available if you want to. Find out more, then email Leanne, L-I-A-N-N-E, leanne@hopefield.org.uk to register your interest for the walk.
Fantastic. Well, this is, fingers crossed you raise loads
yeah,
of money.
Thank you.
There's a lot of animals you've got to look after and it costs an absolute fortune. Is there anything else coming up that you want to mention that you're doing to give you some hand?
We've got all sorts of things going on in the summer. Ooh. For the school holidays, and we are actually hosting the one day Brentwood Literary Festival for kids at Hopefield Animal Sanctuary.
And what happens during your literary festival?
Well, that will be a book themed day, and we've actually got an author coming down to read some of her stories.
Fantastic.
All about animals, of course.
Of course, yeah.
On the 22nd of July, and there's going to be all sorts of activities through the summer holidays. When the new website is here, then do visit for updates, but look out on the Facebook page because we'll be sharing information on there too.
What I'll do, when I put this online, I'll actually put a link underneath to your Facebook page as well as your website.
Oh, super. Thank
you. And possibly a telephone number or two.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank
you. Ruth, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And any time we can do anything to help you and Hopefield out, you just come in and talk to us again.
Lovely. Thank you.